Hello?
Hi, is this Demetrius?
Yes.
Hi, Demetrius. My name is Sarah. I am calling from Family First Home Healthcare. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I did receive a notification that you're looking for work as a caregiver. I just want to confirm some details with you. Are you on North Felton Street in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay, and your email is dbutler1259@gmail.com?
Yes.
And do you have experience as a caregiver?
No.
No. Okay, and are you comfortable, because part of your job would be a requirement is that you bathe and dress patients. Are you comfortable with that?
I can't hear you. Your phone went out.
I'm sorry. I said, are you comfortable with bathing and dressing patients?
Yes, well, I helped my great aunt. Like, I've never did it for, like, a company. But, like, my great aunt is sick, and I help her.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Oh, okay. You sound very young. Okay.
I still have a baby voice because I'm not an outside person, so I don't have to yell a lot.
You're not yell. Well, that's good. I have four kids, so I don't have a baby voice because I yell all the time.
I have two.
Oh my goodness.
And my youngest is two.
Oh, well, that's
so
beautiful.
Like,
wait till they're teenagers. No, I'm just kidding.
My oldest is 14.
For you, I have 25. Yeah, 25, 21, and then I have a 12 and an 8-year-old, so we're doing it over again. All right. I am going to – is it better for me to text you with the links to the application and everything that I need you to submit, or do you want me to send it to you through email?
Both, because sometimes my phone will drop out.
No,
like my
that
internet
sounds,
will drop out.
Yeah.
And I want to get it done because
I could definitely do that. I do have a couple of cases I'm going to review with you right now. They are requesting a male caregiver. So this one is where she's looking for a male caregiver for her husband for the night shift. He needs help getting out of bed. Are you willing to work overnights?
Yes.
Okay. He's in a wheelchair, needs help getting out of bed and into his wheelchair and bathing. He's paralyzed on his left side. By night shift, I don't know exactly what the hours are because they have not given us the schedule yet. They're still waiting on how many hours are approved before they give us an exact schedule. So it may not be overnights. It may just be evenings. I'm not sure what they mean by that. And then I have another one also in Philadelphia. That one is the first one I just mentioned is 19140 on Yelland Street. And I'm gonna send over all the details to you directly also. And then the last one is for 15 hours a week in Philadelphia also on 66th Avenue, 19126. And that one is for a veteran, and they're requesting a male caregiver as well. They had a caregiver that was very nice, but they wanted someone a little bit more mature. He was very young, just someone that her husband could relate to more. And that one is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 1. There are two cats in the home for that one. Do you have an issue with cats?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to send all of this out to you through text and email, along with the links we need you to submit. When I start getting your paperwork in, we'll set up a phone interview, and then we could decide. I mean, you could take one, you could take both. That's completely up to you. And
I'm probably 9 out of 10 going to take both.
Okay.
If the schedules were in line with each other.
Yeah, it looks like it would be. Yeah, it looks like they would be okay because that one is 10 to 1 in the morning and the other one says night shift. So I'm going to call them and find out exactly what kind of schedule they're looking for, and I will let you know. But just keep an eye out on your texts and your email, and when I send over the paperwork, just send over as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay. So basically you need like a picture of my ID, picture of my social.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I have both of those and I can always go to urgent care and
get your TB. Yeah. Yep. Perfect.
There's an urgent care right there on 69th Street. That's like three blocks from my house. I can always walk up there with my insurance card and get my TB shot at any time.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. And I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Demetrius. Bye-bye.